a giant, hairy creature, part ape, part man. Indians call him Sasquatch. They believe he is as gentle as he is powerful and mysterious. He's been seen many times in the rugged mountains and deep woods of the Pacific Northwest. The encounters have not always been peaceful.
Only at nature's whim can man pursue the unknown, as a group of American scientists discovered in the woods and mountains of the Pacific Northwest. This is that story of what they saw and learned and did as they searched for Bigfoot, or as he is called by some Indians, Sasquatch.
Oh, I'm James McNeil, and I had a Bigfoot encounter up in Athol a long time ago when I was up hiking on top of a hill, and there was an open field, and I smelled this awful egg smell near this open field, and I looked, and there was this 9-foot creature, all black, walking in the open field. And it ran off in the woods, and it left these weird 16-inch footprints right in the ground.
It's huge. It's absolutely enormous. 16-inch footprint. What do you think of that, Patrick? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, but I would like to someday. If I see something like that someday, I'm going to take a lot of cool pictures of it so I can have some good memories and stuff.
Nice. Wait, James, when you saw those footprints, Did you put your hand down in there to see if they were still warm?
I tried measuring with my side of my feet, with my shoe. It was a lot bigger than my my regular foot.
And your shoe is what size shoe do you wear?
I raised a size 10 or 9. This
okay.
was 16
this
inches.
This is like two of your feet put together.
Yeah, it was.
Incredible. What do you think of that, Phil?
That sounds great.
So it's your belief that then, James, that...
I think it is possible that Bigfoot can exist. They have moose out in the woods.
Yeah.
They have deer.
Yeah.
They have elk. They have beavers.
Right.
And they have coyotes and stuff. Why not Bigfoot? It's plenty of space out in the woods for them.
There sure is. And where do you suppose... Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, I believe in Bigfoot. I believe Bigfoot could be up in Vermont somewhere, or up in New Hampshire somewhere, or up around here somewhere. He could be anywhere. When I do see him, I will be excited. I won't, I won't be able to wait to tell everybody of my experience too.
All right, Peter. Any thoughts on Bigfoot?
Any thought on Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
All right, you guys want to go ahead?
Oh,
Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Bigfoot, Peter?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot is Bigfoot, and how big is Bigfoot? What would you say?
A Sasquatch.
He is a Sasquatch. Have you seen him?
When do you see him?
In the Pacific Northwest.
The Pacific. When were you in the Pacific Northwest, Peter?
Nope.
Did you see him there? Did you see him in?
No.
You know where there's a lot of woods.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Did you see him there, maybe, when you were in Hershey?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think of that, James?
Great.
Mr. Peter likes to visit Hershey, Pennsylvania. It's one of his favorite vacation spots.
Yep.
He got very different names. The Indians call him Utsma, Bushman, Wildman.
Wildman.
Mm-hmm. Sasquatch, but we call him Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
You know who else they call Wild Man, I think, is sometimes Jim Garfield. They call him the Wild Man.
Jim Garfield.
They call him the Heavy Metal Wild Man.
Jim Garfield.
And we're happy to have him here on the program today as well.
Well,
hear from him a little later.
He's hard to find because He's a very clever creature. He know how to blend right in. He know how to blend right in with the shelters of the trees and stuff. So it was it'd be very hard to find him.
So tell us more about what kind of a creature is Bigfoot in your estimation. They say wild man. They say ape man. They say giant man. What would you say?
I'd say he's a missing link between man and human.
Okay.
In between.
So somewhere along the way, man was developing.
Yes.
And there were Bigfoots running around.
Yes.
So how did Bigfoot get separated from, like, you and me, for instance?
It went through a different change in evolution. It was a different change in evolution from human species to another species. It was separated.
Okay. All right. And then how did Bigfoot survive? So that probably happened, what, thousands of years ago, perhaps?
Yes.
And somehow Bigfoot survived to today?
Yes.
Modern times when we have Homo sapien.
Yes.
Man, as you and I are, right?
That's right.
Men and women, and also Bigfoot, coexisting in modern day. Is that what you would say?
Yes. There's more than one of them, because he's been sighted all over the world.
Yeah, it couldn't just be one Bigfoot in the whole world. That would be
kind
of ridiculous, right? Unless he was, like, you know, 3,000 years old or something, right?
Oh, he also protects his young.
Okay.
He throws rocks and boulders down to scare off intruders, because if you get too close to his territory, he would scare you right off in the woods.
Mm-hmm. And we've heard a lot of stories like that, right?
Yeah.
People have gone out looking for him, or the Bigfoot, you know, creatures, the families,
yes.
The Bigfoot families, baby Bigfoots. And mommy and daddy Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And they've been scared off, right? And they haven't really got a good look at him. Maybe they heard him, but they didn't see him, or what? What do you think?
When they get into the territory, they don't know that they get close to Sasquatch territory. Then Sasquatch gets offensive and just throw a rock aboard. Scare off them off from them in the woods.
And this happens with other wild animals in nature, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
What do some other... I was remembering being in Montague at the brook there, and I saw a beaver across the way. And the beaver kind of gave us a warning that we shouldn't get any closer.
Yes.
All right. And so that happens. Sometimes wild animals in the wild, they do put out warnings to people, right? To say, hey, no, this is my space. Don't come any closer, right? What do you think, Kit Pat?
Wait, I was up in Lyon once. I saw a huge owl eating a dead bird. An owl was so big, I went, like, wow, this is so cool, so fascinating.
And that brings to mind another question for James. What do Bigfoot creatures eat?
Oh, most of them eat berries.
Okay.
And they also like to eat fish or something. Most of the time they pick berries and bring it back to their families.
I know, blueberries.
So almost like, say, what maybe a grizzly bear would eat. You know, they love the berries, but they also love to go fishing, right? And they love to eat the salmon and other fish.
Yeah, grizzly bears love salmon. That's their favorite food to eat. They love it so much. It
sure is. But they'll be happy to eat
berries,
big
too.
Big bunch of berries in a wild berry bush, wouldn't they?
And eat dead animals, too.
They also follow the streams.
You know, James, I mean, black bears love those kind of things, too. We have some in the backyard, too. Yeah, I know a Bigfoot, too. It's a monster truck. Bigfoot.
Yeah, I do know about that. They had monster truck. Monster jam when they roam the trucks around.
I seen a Bigfoot monster truck. It's so cool looking. I love it. It goes wicked fast. It's super, super loud, exciting.
Yeah, I think there's 8 of them.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Yeah.
So he's a very clever creature, and mostly he know how to build a shelter and keep warm during the shelter by losing sticks or twigs of pine cones, so he can be well protected from the weather.
Yeah, Bigfoot could be well protected for a while. Like he could stay in the cave and stuff, and he could go in a hole or underneath ground. He could hibernate for winter and stay safe that way. He could do all kinds of fascinating stuff.
So sometimes the Bigfoots they go underground.
Yeah, they do.
And they might poke their head up every now and then to see what's going on.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of like the whack-a-mole over at the carnival. You ever play that game?
I never played it. What exactly is it?
Well, it's like the mole's head pops up out of the hole, and you got to try to whack him with a hammer to get it back down. And the heads of the moles just keep popping up all over the place. And you got to get that hammer. You got to be really fast and bang, 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 bang until they're all down in there. You know, and then if you get them all down at once, you win a prize.
Oh, enough for all much about the whack-a-mole. Let's get back on track. Here we go. There's one thing I would like to do. I would like to go on a Bigfoot expedition with the team and to hunt for him and take some casts of his footprint in the woods.
That would be fascinating. And where do you suppose the best part of the country or even the world would be to actually do that?
I would try Ape Canyon, which is in California.
Okay. What part of California is that? Is that Northern California?
Northern California.
Okay. So, huge state, right?
Yes.
Probably thousands or millions of acres of forest land, I don't know.
Yes.
And he may be in there somewhere.
Another one who cited him and filmed him was Theodore Roosevelt. He was hunting for Bigfoot.
Is that right?
Riding on a horse, and he took his camera and spotted him, and then he filmed it right off a camera.
I did not know that. Theodore Roosevelt.
I saw one.
Our former president.
Yes.
And what year was that?
I'm not really sure. I didn't remember the date.
Yeah, he was back quite a ways along ago, right?
Yes.
Maybe, actually, you know who we have our presidential expert here today, DJ Peter. Peter, could you help us with this?
Theodore Roosevelt, number 26. It was the President of the United States. 1858, and then he died 1919.
When did he see Bigfoot? What year was that?
I have no idea.
There've been sightings in recent states of Bigfoot. Mostly they have some in British Columbia too. They have baby Bigfoots and Bigfoots.
Baby Bigfoots. Yes. Great.
Hey, Bigfoots.
They stay very close to their parents, so they know where they are, and they protect it in case intruders come into the area.
Great. Maybe Bigfoot will have my siblings to sleep. Ain't it, Bigfoots?
Accommodations for our guests are provided by Bigfoot Hotel and Resorts and Sasquatch Airlines.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy, aboard this tiny ship.
Gilligan was very funny. He keeps messing up on getting help.
I love him. He's hilarious. I know he's He is so funny. I think it was on before. I know what it's all about. So cool. Hilarious.
How rich do you think the Mr. Howell was? Would you say?
How rich?
I'd say he was very rich.
How about how a millionaire, a billionaire? What would you say?
A billionaire.
A billionaire, probably. I think they said a millionaire.
Yeah, they did.
But in today's money, probably a multi-billionaire, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
A trillionaire.
Did he own the island? I forget. Did he own it? Was that his property?
Do you know?
Yes, he pretty much owned the island. So now in these days, he'll probably be a trillionaire now in these days.
He probably would be a trillionaire. Yeah, what do you think of that, Jim?
Well, he needs a lot of money for it.
Also, there was a professor who was on the island that was among the crew.
What was the girl's name?
Oh, Marianne.
Were there two of them?
Yeah, Ginger.
How old is she?
I don't have an idea how old she is.
Maybe in her 20s or 30s.
Oh, aside Mr. Howe, there was Mrs. Howe and Marianne and Ginger was singing, doing a stage show, singing something like The Honeybees.
Yes, The Honeybee, and Mrs. Howe was part of that, wasn't she?
Yeah, he was.
She was there. Yeah, the three ladies. Yes, sir.
Well, those three ladies, they were so cool.
So speaking of Gilligan's Island and the SS Minnow, that was the boat they were on.
Yeah, it was.
I understand that some of you are going on another ocean cruise.
Ocean cruise indeed.
Hopefully you don't end up at Gilligan's Island, but let's see. What's going on there, James?
Oh, me and Patrick were on vacation with Chris, and we went on a big ship.
Big cruise. We went to Bahamas and we went to a few other places too. It was so beautiful and pretty. I swam in the ocean of Bahamas. The water was so clear and blue and clean looking. I loved it. It felt great.
Were there any fish in there?
Yes, there was a few fish.
Oh, we did went to the Bahama Islands.
I know. We went to Bahama Island and they were so beautiful. When I was there, I saw baby gray white shark. It was so cute. I saw a stingray and a horseshoe crab too, and a big lobster. Yeah, and a big king crab too.
How big?
Huge. Big as this womb.
One of my friends went Bahamas too.
That's cool, Jim.
Yeah.
What did she do when your friend went to Bahamas, Jim? What did she do there?
She got married.
Cool, nice. You got married. That's very nice at Bahamas. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, there was lots of tropical trees on the beach.
A lot of coconut trees and stuff. They were pretty and cute.
Coconut?
Yeah, big coconut, Jim.
Have I had coconut milk?
How about coconut milk?
I have coconut milk. It's so good. And I had coconut flavored ice cream before, too. It's the best.
It is the best.
It sure is. I got coconut pie, and I had coconut milk, too, and I had coconut ice cream with hot fuzz. It was so cool, and I had coconut pie. It was so yummy.
Also, there was coconut pie, too.
Mm-hmm. And coconut shrimp, too, is so good. And coconut pizza.
Coconut spaghetti.
So, yeah, you know, that wouldn't be so bad, I don't think, James. A little coconut, like a coconut cream sauce over spaghetti noodles. What do you think of that? Would you guys eat some of that?
That would be good. You could put coconut bran muffins with it.
Bran muffins in the spaghetti cream sauce.
Yes.
I like coconut spicy spaghetti meatballs.
And I'll put a little bit of coconut shrimp in the spaghetti
with coconut sauce and a little bit of coconut chocolate chip cookies in it too, and a little bit of coconut lobster in it too, and a little bit of coconut crab in it too, and a little bit of coconut sausage in it too. Yummy!
And coconut chicken. Coconut cookies are so cool.
How about coconut shampoo?
Yes, I had coconut shampoo too.
How about coconut wheat bread?
I had coconut cereal too.
Those are good.
Oh, coconut oatmeal.
And coconut coffee.
Oh, there was saw a Sasquatch in the tree.
I did.
Oh, hey, it was about to get a coconut and it fell to the ground.
I saw a Sasquatch in the coconut tree grabbing coconuts and he was throwing them at me, but I dodged them. No.
That's very funny.
Yeah, it is.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this bellyache. I said, said doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up. Said doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his belly. Yeah, you put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, and call me in the morning.
Swimming pool on one of the islands.
In a hot tub, too. I went in the hot tub, and oh, man, that felt so great. The cruise ship had, like, 5 hot tubs and 10 different swimming pools. I went in all of them, and I really enjoyed it.
Did he have any swimming pools on deck, too?
Yes, it did. A lot of swimming pools.
How big was it?
It was really big, huge.
Well, they all also walked around the deck, and I played a lot of games on the cruise ship.
And I went to a lot of restaurants on cruise ship. Like, I went to a couple of good buffets. I got some ice cream and some good Chinese food, some American good American food, like pizza and spaghetti and chicken parmesan. Oh, man, that was so good.
Were there any gift shops on there?
Yeah, a lot of gift shops.
What kind?
Like, I went to one gift shop. I bought myself a nice cruise ship keychain thing. That was so cool.
Oh, I bought myself a hat.
I bought myself a cruise ship t-shirt, too. It's beautiful. And a Bahamas shirt, too.
What color shirt?
Red and blue.
What was your hat?
What was your hat,
James? My hat was in the cabin.
I mean, what kind was it?
What kind was it?
Well, it had the, say something about the Bahamas islands on it.
That's neat.
I mean, what color hat, though?
What color hat?
I'd say it was light green or purple.
Cool, neat. Yeah, food. Food on a cruise ship. I had so much food to eat.
There was a lot of places to eat on the ship.
Like, there was this one burger place I like. It's, I forget the name of it, but their hamburgers were so good. I ate like 6 hamburgers, and they were the best. With 2 large french fries with it, a large soda. Oh, yeah.
Did you have ketchup with it?
A lot of ketchup, Jim. A whole bowl of ketchup.
What else you had?
Oh, we also had chili and real roast beef and stuff.
Huge bowl of chili, huge plate of roast beef, a huge bowl of ice cream, nice big hot fudge sundae. Big milkshake, too.
They didn't have any coffee on there?
Yeah, I had a lot of coffee on there. It was so good.
Oh, and we also, they had a basketball court on the ship and watched some movies. Oh,
nice. I played basketballs, and they had an exercise room, too. I worked out on a treadmill and stuff, and that felt so great. While I was working out, I get to look out the window and see the ocean while I'm working out. That felt so great.
And we also saw the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor.
Statue of Liberty in New York City. We walked through New York City to get on the cruise ship. It was very cool.
Did you see any boats out there?
Yeah, a lot of boats, Jim, a lot.
Oh, airplanes?
And I saw a lot of airplanes, too. And I saw a huge cargo ship out in the ocean, too.
Oh, also, it's very hot on the beach.
Wicked hot.
Yep. Did you see any helicopters flying over?
Yes, a whole bunch of helicopters, Jim. Big ones.
What kind?
Military helicopters. And Coast Guard helicopter.
I'm going to Vermont August 31st through September 4th.
Fantastic. What part of Vermont will you be traveling to this time?
Hartford, Connecticut to South Burlington, Vermont.
And what will you do there this time, Peter?
Stay at a Best Western Hotel.
Yes, sir. Wonderful. Great accommodations at the Best Western. You love those.
Yes.
Yes, you've been there before. And tell us, what is in the neighborhood, Burlington?
I think houses.
All right. And what will you do? Are you near the river? Are you near the lake?
Near New York.
Okay. And what's happening that time of year in Burlington, Vermont? That you will...
Lake Champlain, then to New York.
Yes, Lake Champlain, right. A little closer on the mic, buddy.
Lake Champlain to...
Yeah, bring it up.
Vermont, Lake Champlain in New York.
All right, and what will you have to eat?
I like to eat something like Charlie's.
What's a Charlie's? What is that? Is that a restaurant?
Yes.
Charlie's Restaurant in Burlington, Vermont.
Yes.
And sounds like a good place. What can you get at Charlie's?
Something to
eat like a cheeseburger and a Diet Coke.
A special Charlie's cheeseburger and a Coke. A Diet Coke. Coke, excuse me, sorry. And any dessert for you, Peter, at Charlie's?
I like a ice cream.
Ice cream sundae, perhaps?
Yes.
Which, with all the what?
Fixins.
All the fixins. Whipped cream?
Yes.
Chocolate sauce?
Chocolate sauce.
Strawberry sauce?
Yes, strawberry sauce.
Nuts.
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 What kind of nuts on your sundae? Little walnut?
And a whipped cream and a cherry.
Will you have any coconut shavings?
No.
Mixed in with your ice cream sundae. A little coconut in there?
No.
No coconut for Peter.
No.
In this bathroom.
Oh. All right. Jim? Go ahead, Jim.
You talk about Charlie's, right?
Charlie's in Burlington, Vermont. Are you familiar with it?
You know, I had some of that at the Holyoke Mall.
What did you have?
Charlie's.
You had Charlie's at the Holyoke Mall. Charlie's from Burlington or a different Charlie's?
Different Charlie's.
What was that, a restaurant?
No.
What was that?
It was a bar thing.
It was a bar, Charlie's Bar at the...
Down at Holyoke Mall.
In the Holyoke Mall, in the food court.
Downstairs.
And what did you have there?
Pizza.
Pizza at Charlie. Oh, Charlie's Pizza.
Yeah.
Charlie's Pizza.
In the Holyoke Mall.
All right. Did you have any coconut pizza there?
No.
No. What did you have?
The cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza.
I have sausage pizza.
I have pepperoni and bacon pizza. It was the best.
James. hamburger and sausage.
No.
We should wrap it up.
No.
Yep, yep.
No.
Yep, yep.
No.
Yep, yep, yep.
No.
Yep, yep, yep.
No.
Roger, baby.
Loves you, baby.
No.
Roger, baby.
Roger, baby.
Roger, baby.
No.
Yep, beautiful.
Yep, yep, yep.
No.
Yep, yep, yep.
Roger, baby.
Yep, yep. Yep.
Yeah, yep.
Beautiful.
How's that? What do you want me to say?
Right
there. Casey.
Yeah.
DJ Casey. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Like this.
Yeah, I mean.
Casey. Here is Casey. How's that?
I'm.
Hello. DJ Big Rig. My friend Casey.
3, 2, 1.
I am DJ Rockstar. The about a next event.
What is the next event, DJ Casey?
Next event. Holiday. Yes.
There you go. Top 10. DJ Casey. Let's go. Right now. There you go. Do it.
Okay.
There you go.
not you know. Leave Hinder Day on August 13th.
Today is International Left-Handers Day. So people who are right left hand have a special day today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So we got Left-Handers Day today. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Casey, we're talking about Left-Handers Day. So many people are left-handed, right? Right with their left hand. What do we do? We brush our teeth with our left hand. We eat our breakfast cereal with our left hand. Do we know any famous left-handers? Perhaps. Jim.
Bowlers.
Famous bowlers who use their left hand when they go bowling.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like who? Who are they?
Anyone.
Anyone.
Anyone? Anyone?
Does anybody know?
Anyone? Anyone?
How about you, James? You know any famous left-handers?
How about Babe Ruth? Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, was he left-handed? Is that right?
Yeah, he was.
Do we know that for a fact?
Not exactly, but he was a baseball player.
He sure was. He was a very famous, one of the most famous of all time. Do we know if he was left-handed, though?
Yes. That's right.
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
Not exactly, but I know he held a bat. Well, they were throwing the ball to him, and he got a home run. He ran around the bases.
Uh-huh. And some hitters use both. They sometimes left-handed, sometimes right-handed, don't they?
Yes.
Don't they do that?
Right-handed.
All right.
Yes.
What else? What else do people, any other famous left-handers? We have some baseball players, left-handers. Jim?
Some firefighters might be left-hand.
That's true. That's probably the case.
Some fire.
And maybe some EMT or some law enforcement might be left-hand. We never know.
Yeah. So right. if you're out there, you're left-handed, this day is for you. August 13th, although it's going to be a few days after that by the time you hear this. But anyway, we're celebrating you today.
That's today. Internet Metro left-handed today, August 13th, 2026.
And the next special holiday is National Relaxation Day, which is August 15th, 2026. So for everyone who likes to relax, the 15th of August is all for you guys and anyone who enjoys a nice maybe spa day or just lay back, watch some sports if you're a sports fan.
Yep, that are stuff. The convenience and drink water and coffee.
I had a lot of things to do today, but you know what I did instead? I took a nap. It was a very good nap. That email, I took a nap. Zoom call, I took a nap. What about your lunch plan? I took a nap. House chores, I took a nap. Home workout, I took a nap. Bath time, I took a nap. What about the eggies? I made time for that. The end of this song, I took a nap.
Our next event is National World Pork Craving Day, August 19th.
So anyone who likes to take pictures, you got a special day called World Photography Day. So enjoy your August 19th of 2026 special day for taking pictures. It could be of birds or garden, or it could be something that you do for your job.
Or your dog.
You can take a picture of your dog, your cat.
Yeah.
Your birds. Yeah. All kinds of your pets.
And people too.
People, if you have a special occasion, like weddings, birthdays, memories. They're good for memories.
Or your kids.
Yeah. If you have your kid's special day, happy birthday to them. Or congratulate to whoever's out there on the World National Art Photography Day. And then National Women's Day is August 20th. National Women's Day is August 26th of 2026. That will be for all our ladies, young women, kids, children of all ages.
An adult.
And adults
yeah. too.
We'll have a special day just dedicated for us.
Okay. If you meet natural holidays for a specific country outside the United States, please let me know which country you are looking for.
Australia?
Australia and Texas and countries.
California.
Australia.
Florida.
British Columbia. You like to know what the holiday is up to British Columbia?
British Columbia. Yeah, I do know. United States.
British Columbia. Please.
Yep, that's right. British Columbia is right. It's on the States.
It's way above the United States, located on the border of the United States, going upward. It's up right near Canada. They have a different holiday than we do.
Oh, okay. I did the same thing. Canada. Columbia.
Columbia Day. The weekend. And lots of fun.
Alright. Oh, I'm James McNeil, and I have to be an inventor. I came up with an invention for future TV called Phoenix Max 256. It's connected with a satellite and a satellite converter and solar powered generator. And it has two functions, one for satellite stations, and the other one is for frequencies, like radio stations from out of town.
So James, how will this revolutionize or change the way we view television today or listen to the radio? How is it going to make a difference? How is it going to change things?
It's going to be more futuristic. It's 56 years highly advanced.
Okay, 56 years advancement, but happening. How long will it take you to complete this?
And only when will take it be available? Me about this week to complete it.
We're going
to
do it in 1 week.
Yes.
56 years of futuristic advancement of television and radio.
Yes.
You're gonna do this in 1 week, and it's going to be available for us to...
Yeah, if I can get a patent, if you know anyone who can help me get a patent for it, I would market Phoenix Max on the market.
All right. So this is something you've been working on for how long now?
I've been working on it for exactly 3 weeks so far on it, putting new parts into it.
All right, and you're developing it. You're coming up with new ideas every day.
Yeah, I am. And it's also solar power. You charge it up during the day.
Mm-hmm.
It has a solar power generator.
Okay.
Solar power batteries.
Yes, sir.
And a solar power remote.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a frequency dial, and you turn it for bolts, ambulance calls, fire rescue, ranger station calls, and boats and tugboats and ranger stations.
All right. Okay. So this is new.
Yeah, it's new.
It's new. And James is a very enterprising young man working on these inventions for the betterment of mankind, really.
Improve projects for mankind.
Exactly. Better ways to communicate.
Yes.
Right? Better ways to spread information. Important.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Will we be able to receive information from elsewhere in the universe or the galaxy even?
Oh, if you had a powerful radio telescope, you could pick up signals from space, and it will bring it back down, and the station will try to pick up where the signal is coming from a computer or a technological computer system.
Okay, so we may be able to receive signals from other places.
Yeah.
Other than Earth.
Yes.
And what would we do with that information? What would we do with that?
Oh, we try to look into it and do more research into it.
Okay, find out where it's coming from exactly,
yes.
Right?
And that's right.
If there's something else or somebody else behind it trying to communicate with us, perhaps.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. And let's say we find out that there are some other you know, life forms elsewhere. And they're trying to communicate with us. What would you say to them?
We'll try to use ancient language or try to lose symbols. to communicate with them if they don't understand English.
Ah, of course. So we can't assume that they speak English or any other language here on Earth, right? They may have their own language that we're not familiar. So we'd find some common symbols or whatever to communicate with them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Oh, okay. You can also use mathematical numbers, try to communicate with them.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that kind of mathematical, you know, equations and whatnots are kind of the universal, or so we think, may be the way to communicate, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Is anybody else? This is fascinating stuff here, and James has been working very hard on this. What else can we say about it? We want to have questions for James on his invention.
I do. How would everybody get one of your TVs with a whole bunch of channels? How would everybody get one of those inventions?
By me going on to United States Patents, trying to contact them, somebody can help me out with it. And if I could get a patent for it someday, I could have it on the market and everybody would have a Phoenix Max 256 in their house.
So how much would that cost for everybody to have at least one?
It would cost about $24.95 for it.
Well, that's reasonable for an inventor. Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
So, James, our inventor, our resident inventor here, are there other inventions or things that maybe you guys would like to see developed that maybe James might want to work on or even, you know, get together with other folks to develop? Other inventions that you'd like to see?
I'd like to see darkness. Outside, I like to see darkness. Before the sun down.
Okay, so you're talking about like darkness during the day?
Yeah.
So you go outside of your house, right?
Yes.
And the sun is too bright.
The sun's too bright.
We got to turn it down.
It's down.
All right. The sunglasses aren't enough.
Got
to turn the sun down.
The sun down.
How are we going to develop something like that? Is that possible, James? What do you think about that? Can we turn the sun down when it's we go outside and it's too bright? We don't like it, and it's too bright out. I got to turn the sun down.
There is a way of blocking out the sun if you can improve sunglasses with a double thick plastic right in front of them with colors. And that will block out the sun, and the sun won't get into your eyes.
So if someone makes the lenses darker so the sun doesn't come through as much, that will make the sun not as bright for people, especially if they're driving, or walking, or being outside in general?
Yeah, that's right. The darker the sunglasses, the more the sun will block out the sun from getting into your eyes.
I would love to have a pair of those. The sun is very bright sometimes.
Thank you.
How about DJ Big Rig over there? He's actually quite the connoisseur of sunglasses. How many pairs of sunglasses do you own?
250.
250 pairs of sunglasses.
Yep.
And have you worn every single pair of them?
Yep.
You have at different times. And I can vouch for this, actually. I've seen just sometimes Jim wears two or three pairs at one time. Isn't that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. And why do you do that, Jim? Why would you wear more than one pair at a time? Is there a reason?
Because I keep two of them on my hat.
Because sometimes it's brighter.
Yeah.
We need more than one pair.
Yeah.
We need to put one pair over the other because it's getting too bright.
Yeah.
Even for one pair of sunglasses.
Yep.
We might need another pair, an extra pair, ready to go at all times. Go ahead, James.
I also have an idea for a reflecting telescope by adding more mirrors to it. and putting a powerful lens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it can reach about 907, 6,000 and light years away, and you could see more of the planets and the galaxies and the solar system with it. This is DJ Inventor from A-Ware Superstars. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
the memory live again. Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning. Someone mutters and the street lamp sputters, and soon
another day.